It's time for us to check in with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News, all the news you'll need to know about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan and around the nation as well. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Buster. Always look forward to it.
Lots of things going on in the city of Detroit this coming week. Matter of fact, last week you talked about a whole bunch of events. One that's coming up very soon is this digital summit in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. On September 22nd and 23rd, 2 days of a real intensive kind of everything you want to know about how to market digitally. It's sponsored by the Michigan Film and Digital Media Office, which is the old film office.
Oh.
But there's a lot of big-name folks going to be there from big companies. So if you really want to understand this stuff, this is probably the place to be.
Wow. Okay, let's head up north then, a little further away from Detroit. Matter of fact, about as far as we can get up north, Michigan Tech up in Houghton apparently has seen female graduate enrollment rising rapidly.
It's a small college to begin with, but there's about 7,400 students, and now 26.9% of those are women.
That's pretty impressive because, I mean, nationally, Michigan Tech, while it's small and remote in some ways, has been a premier school for engineers in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of women now are going into the STEM team. They call it all sorts of things, professions. But it was real big when I was a kid going into college, and then not so much, and now it's coming back.
Well, we are delighted to hear in particular that women are involved in this area. And let's talk about a couple of things that are going to be coming up this next week. One has to do with a pink slip party.
Yeah, our friends at IT and the Deep, well, that's actually how they built their fame. They put these pink slip parties together where job seekers run into recruiters and folks looking for people to hire, and it's, you know, a nice matchmaking service. They're expecting about 1,200 people to attend this.
Wow.
One, lots of recruiters. So if you're looking for a job, this is also the place to be on September 17th at the Majestic Theater.
You know, we should make a mention of that, Mike, that MI Tech News is valuable for people, not just in terms of news, but also for heads up on events like this where people can do networking and can meet with other people who are interested in their same field. So another reason, folks, for getting MI Tech News delivered to your home free of charge every week. Hey, one more thing before we go, and that is something very special that has to do with you and your old buddy Matt Rausch.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a long time. But when the IT and the D-Boys moved into their new studio, I'd been kind of bugging them anyway about doing something, because I used to do a syndicated radio show on technology across the state, and of course Matt was at WWJ. So now together on September 14th at 3 o'clock, we go live on the podcast Detroit Network with our own show, M2 TechCast, M-squared.
M-squared TechCast. It should be a whole lot of fun. Two great voices in Michigan technology news coming together, and that's going to be on the PodcastDetroit.com network, which is, by the way, where you'll be able to find the Internet Advisor podcast, along with a whole lot of other great podcasts, including IT and the D, which is the premier one there. Well, Mike, let's just remind people how they can sign up for MI Tech News.
Well, that's pretty much it. www.mitechnews.com. Go to that link, click on join the newsletter, put in your information, your email address, and confirm, and you're good to go.
And no money need pass hands.
No, it's a free. Well, actually, my sponsors pay for it, but for you, nothing.
So. Such a deal you got for us. Mike, thanks again so much for the headlines and also for this great service that you perform with MI Tech News.
Thanks very much, Foster.
All right, go blue.
Go blue.
And go green and white. We have to be absolutely equal here on the great voice of the Great Lakes as well.